Welcome to our first episode with Trinity and Abby
for Baby's First Steps.
Today we'll be talking about the five S's. Number one, swaddling. What you want to do is get a big blanket, bigish blanket.
Yeah, because you don't want it to be too big, because then you'll drown your baby in a blanket.
Suffocate. Okay. Swaddle.
Let me have a suck of that.
What you want to do is to tightly fold the blanket over your baby. So that's what you
tight.
Do. You put not too okay. Yeah, tight. Okay, so you put the baby on the blanket.
Just look up a video.
And then look up a baby swaddling your baby. So what you want to do is tightly pull one corner of the blanket down, then another one, and the other on the opposite side, the bottom
up,
and then the opposite side on the bottom down. I mean. At the top down, and then the next one you'll be pulling the blanket over into an up thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you swaddle. Okay, side position is number two. So what you want to do is once you're done swaddling your baby, you want to hold it on its side, kind of, where it can, because it reminds it of cradling in the womb. And this
because remember, there's not much space in that womb.
So that's why you want to tightly wrap it.
And you want it to remind it of the womb. And if it had a bad experience with the womb, I suggest you to not do this.
Yeah, I don't think any baby has a bad experience. Okay, next one is swing or sway. Once the baby's swaddled and on the side position, what you want to do is lightly rock the baby back and forth because it gives it that motion of being in the mother's stomach for 9 months. And just that comforting feeling of being close to the mother. Okay, Trin, you want to do the next three?
What's the next one?
Oh, sucking.
Sorry. So for sucking, you want it to get a nice, you know, nice binky to suck on. Because you don't want it to be too small because it gets like stuck in the... And then it was...
Just a regular pacifier.
Yeah. And what's the next one?
Shushing. White noise.
So, you can either use a white noise machine, and there's a volume on that, or you can shush. So, you're supposed to shush as loud as the baby's crying. So, if the baby's crying like, ow! Then you shush like, shh.
Okay, now give them an example of the shush.
Yeah, we need a good, like...
ASMR.
Exactly like that. I spit all over my phone.
Okay.
And thank you.
The next one's sleep.
Oh. And that's number six.
Yeah. By then, the baby will be sleeping.
Quietly and not kind anymore. Thank you for watching.
With Abby and Trinity once again.
Thank you. See you next time. Bye. Hello and welcome back to Trinity's Abby's podcast. Today we are going to be talking about baby safety. So, some things where the topics can be based on is crib safety, bathing your baby safety, and car and driving safety. We are first going to start talking about crib safety.
Okay, so for crib safety, you want to make sure to not have anything in the crib when the baby is just born, because the baby could have the risk of choking or even suffocating when sleeping because of the large amounts of things in there.
Yeah.
So you want to make sure to keep comforters out, blankets, stuffed animals, just until the baby's old enough to kind of like stand or like move around on his stomach or something. Just anything like that.
Yeah, and especially know things that go around the cribs, because a lot of people have that, so they won't bonk their head, but, you know, they can also die. Another thing is bathing your baby. You must always have one hand on your baby at all times, because you want your baby to be safe as possible in the bathtub.
Especially since a baby can drown in less than 2 inches of water.
Yeah, and didn't the other day you just read something about 1 inch of water?
Oh, yeah, now babies are more, like, they can also drown in even just 1 inch of water.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness, these are close.
Okay. and just be careful, watch over them carefully, and make sure the water isn't too hot. Make sure it's, like, temp, so like as hot as the bottle technically. So you know how you like you put the bottle in your hand, so it's not too hot, like that. Car safety.
For car safety, you want to make sure to use the right car seat at all times until the till your infant is 2 years of age.
Yeah. Yeah, or unless they change in a few years,
and
then
when 2 years of age is when you're able to turn the car seat facing forward, but until then,
but in the same like car seat.
Yeah, thing. Till then you need to have the seat facing backwards because it prevents damage done to the baby's body during a crash.
Yeah, and that's why driving is a big one because you don't want to like. Pass a bottle back to your baby because that way your eyes go off the road and you're worried about the baby. So it's just nice that you would just pull over or just be very careful because you're not only driving for one, you're driving for two. And thanks for listening to Baby Safety with Abby and Trinity.
Thank you for listening and see you next time. With Abby and Trinity.
No. Okay, thank you.
Welcome back to another podcast with Trinity and Abby. In this episode, we will be talking about clothing and how to clothe your baby for certain temperatures and just any time.
Yeah, so let's talk about dressing proper for the right temperature. In the summer, it gets very hot. You always want to make sure your baby doesn't overheat because very bad things could happen, and we don't want that. We want your baby to be safe as possible.
Like for girls, like dresses and shorts, girls. Boys can have short sleeves t-shirts. Even in their diapers is fine because people don't care.
Yeah, and then newborns, they just run. I mean, no one cares. Everyone thinks it's cute. It's like, oh, look at the little baby's nips. I mean, like... Yeah. So cute, like, like you want your baby to be that famous. So why don't you have any black bees?
Okay. Next is clothing checklist for newborns. You want to make sure to have the essentials like when a baby is sleeping, make sure to have the baby like fully dressed because you can't have blankets in the crib, which is also...
Yeah, unless it gets hot at night, then just, like...
Take their shirt off or just have, like, a short-sleeve shirt. Just anything that will keep the baby nice and warm or not too warm. Because if we go back to our episode before with crib safety, we can't have anything in the crib with your baby. And it's unsafe. So you want to make sure to have plenty of layers on it if it's cold or if you're gonna if you don't have heat in your house. Just make sure the baby's warm.
And in the colder months... Like December, January, even February, sometimes March, November, you know, etc. You just want your baby to be comfortable and not too cold because babies, they don't fight for heat. Like, we can, like, oh, look at what cold. They can't do that.
They just don't know what's happening.
Yeah, they're confused and you want them to not be
they're
confused.
They're stupid.
I mean,
dummy heads.
Stupid little chubs.
Chubs are cute.
I mean...
We love our babies.
We love
me some baby.
And so, yeah, you just want to make sure that they're always warm, not too cold. And we didn't mention this in our safety for cars, but in the colder months, you like to have your babies nice and safe, and you like to wear them, have puffy jackets. But you cannot have that in your car, so just... Remember to
throw a blanket on your baby during the car seat, but never have a puffy coat.
Yeah.
And that's it for this podcast. Thank you for listening with Trini and Abby. Say something.
Thank you. Hope you hear our next one. Bye.
Bye. Welcome back with me and Trini for our next podcast. In this episode, we will be talking about common problems. A list of these common problems are acne, colic, dehydration, diaper rash, diarrhea, ear infection, and teething.
Yeah. Sonia Baby's teething in the other hand. Some nice things is it's very painful for the baby because, I mean, sharp things come through your gums that you don't know what it is.
It is really nice soothing.
Yeah, and so some things is even sucking is good.
Like on a finger, like your finger.
Yeah, or like on a pacifier. And then there's little things that you put ice in and then you suck on those.
Like little ice pack things that you can put in a lunchbox. Mm-hmm. Babies really enjoy those because it really calms down their
gums. Or there's like even these like teething necklaces that help with it. So I don't know if they work.
I wouldn't trust those because, you know, it also gives a chance of choking.
Yeah, but I would buy one.
Because it's like, you know, it might wrap around their neck. I mean, it's really, I feel like it would come in handy, but.
I mean, like, you take it off when they're sleeping.
Yeah, but still.
You never know.
Another one that is common is colic. Colic is a very rough thing for a parent to deal with, especially a new parent.
Yeah, because it cries and cries and cries. Like, shut up already.
The babies wake up at certain times of, like, a certain hour. Usually it becomes a schedule. Like, let's say they wake up at 4 in the morning every single night, and they don't go back to bed till 9 in the morning. You can see how that would be very stressful for a parent, and it's very easy to lose your temper, but you always want to make sure. It's a baby. Yeah. It doesn't know what's happening. It's just scared.
It's confused. It's scared. It's a new house. New family. New feels. New smells. Remember, it was in a gelatin-like soothing environment.
you just gotta make sure that you take care of the baby. Just give it some time. It's just in pain, and you just
want to be there to help it through everything.
Yeah.
Another one is.
Next one is dehydration. Dehydration occurs when a baby doesn't get enough water, milk, or anything like that.
So if you don't feed it, that can cause dehydration.
It's recommended to feed your baby, though.
Yeah, we like to feed a baby.
Yeah, because it can cause plenty of things. Like, you can get headaches. It can be really uncomfortable for a baby to get a headache just because, you know.
It's like their head hurts.
It's overstimulating them.
You can't feel it, and you don't know if they have a headache. You're like, oh, my baby's just colicky, but it has a headache.
And it's because of dehydration, which is what you need to keep up on hot days. Is keeping your baby nice and hydrated, water constantly, being around that kind of stuff, just to make sure that you don't have the risk of dehydration.
Yeah, another one is
diarrhea.
That's when the poops, and it won't stop.
And it shoots.
And it could lead to rashes.
Diaper rashes, which is a big one because that's what you have baby
ointment. That's very uncomfortable. I mean,
who would want a rash in their butt cheeks?
Yeah, no one wants that. Uncomfortable. Just odd, for one. I mean, think about it. Don't think about it. Think about what it might feel on your little bum bum.
Yeah, exactly. Another one is ear infections, which is very painful because it's like, you had an ear infection before, right?
Yeah, it's horrible. And for a baby.
What does it feel like?
It's, everyone's had it.
I've never had an ear infection.
Okay. Well, for the weird people like Abby, who's never had an ear infection.
And it's weird that you have ear infections.
Not really.
Okay, let's continue with this.
Okay, anywho. Next!
No, you gotta describe the ear infections.
I'm not describing an ear infection, Abby.
No, because if you describe it and how painful it is, then we'll know how painful it'd be for a baby.
It's very painful. No one wants it. No one likes it. No one.
How is it painful, though?
I don't know.
Does it make your ear ring?
No, and just like it aches. And like.
Does it give you headaches?
No. Hmm. It just hurts really bad and you don't want your ear to touch. You don't want to listen to anything. You just want to sleep with a nice warm pack on your ear and drugs.
Good ones though. Yeah. Not the bad ones.
Not the bad ones. Because you know, you can get hooked on those real quick.
Okay, so that's it for our common problems with a baby.
Just watch out for these things. And if there's anything that you think your baby's colicky, but it's just...
You'll know when your baby's colicky because it starts to cry at the same time every night or day.
Yeah, just always, or if you're unsure, just check with a doctor. We're not a doctor. Professional, but we're definitely professionals.
Thank you again for listening.
The end of this semester. Thank you for listening with Abby and Trinity's podcast. Hope you hear the next one and you love it as much as this one.
Bye.
Say bye. Bye. Hello, and welcome back to Abby and Trinity's podcast. Today we'll be talking about comforting a baby. A baby is in a new world. Completely different sounds, colors, noises, smells, touches. You want to make it feel like at home as you can possibly can, because this is its new home. So some tips that you can do is always make sure it's warm and not cold. Because in the womb, it was always warm, never cold, always perfect. And always make sure your baby's fed. Because you don't want it to be a hungry baby. Because that just makes it mad, and then you get frustrated. Because you're like, oh my goodness, she's crying again. Or he. So, yeah. And, Abby, you want to say something?
So, for discomfort, you just want to make sure the baby's comfortable. Just, like, cradle it if it cries. Discomfort for it. It'd probably be like sleeping positions, I guess, because babies can't sleep on their stomachs or their sides. It just hurts them, I think, and that's like one of the most uncomfortable things.
Mm-hmm. And you always want to make sure your baby's healthy, because the last thing that you want your baby or the baby wants is to be sick, because that's just bad. Everyone hates being sick. It's just uncomfortable. You don't know what to do with the baby. It's new. It's like, I've never felt this way before. Blah, 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 blah.
And what else, Jenny?
Always make sure that,
Okay, how about comforting your baby? You have to know one thing, is that you will always comfort your baby as a mother and father. Yeah. You are always the first thing that will comfort your baby. Even if they don't stop crying, they still feel a little safer or better.
Yeah, so just always make sure that you have it. I mean, don't lose your kid, because that's uncomfortable for it. Make sure you change the diaper often, because no one wants a wet soggy diaper. Butt. Yeah.
Like, who likes pretty buns?
Make sure, like, and yeah, just make sure your baby's always comfortable. If it, you don't think it's comfortable, think what you might want to think. Think what you want to think, like, oh, would I want to be like that? No, I wouldn't. I would want to be in a blanket all snuggled up with a pillow. I mean, like, that could be what your baby wants, or, like, yeah, it's just every baby's different, and some babies like certain things, and some babies don't. You just have to figure that out.
Thank you for listening for yet another episode of Trini and Abby's podcast.
Bye. Hello, and welcome back to Abby and Trini's podcast. Today, we will be talking about sleep, the correct positions, the schedules, the safe environment, crib safety, and what else. What other things that you should care for and worry about and know before you put your baby in bed. One of the things is sleep positions. Many babies love to be sleeping on their side, back, or stomach.
Well, yet again, they do sleep for like 16 hours of the day, so they're, of course, they're going to like want to be comfortable during those times.
So. Yeah, so, but the most safest way in that every doctor will say is on its
back.
On its back, they say, is the safest way to sleep. So just always put your baby on its back. I mean, some babies may not like it. Some babies love it. I mean, if your baby won't sleep on its back but will sleep on its side, then, I mean, just...
It's just the way it moves around.
Yeah, just, I mean... Soon they'll be rolling over, and then you can't go in there in the middle of the night. Like, oh, wait, my baby's on its side, and then put it on his back. Like, Yeah, so just put them down on their back and, yeah. Schedules. Having a baby on a schedule is rough.
Very helpful.
Yeah, and it's very rough for the first few weeks.
Just get them because, used to it.
Yeah, before it was always dark. They could sleep whenever they wanted to. But this time, you have to train it, technically. So, like, during the daytime, you want it to be light outside. And during the night, you want it to be dark. So during the night is obviously when they get their most sleep. But they have, yeah, which is good because that's like night time. But nap times, you need to teach them the difference between nap times and like bedtime.
Yeah, like, a really common way is keeping all the lights on while you bring them to bed and talk more.
And talk your normal thing, not be quiet.
Make sure to have all the lights off while you're getting into bed.
Being quiet.
Quiet and shushing.
So that way they know the difference between that. And some people, they have a different bedtime routine for between naps and bedtime. Because they'll like feed, change, and then bed or bath or whatever. So you just need to make it as comfortable as possible for the baby and teaching it its way. Another one is safety. We talked about crib safety and baby safety, so just go listen to that one because I don't want to go repeating myself.
The common things just don't have things in there where they can get love.
We'll go more in depth in baby safety, but just make sure there's nothing in the crib except for the baby and that nothing it can choke on and everything. And so, yeah, just sleeping, the baby, you're not there watching over it, and you just want it to be safe. So, thanks for listening to Abby and Trinity's podcast. See you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Welcome back to Abby and Trinity's podcast. Today on this episode, we'll be talking about the cost of a baby. Cost of a newborn baby is pretty expensive. And we're talking about, that's not including delivery.
Thousands of dollars.
We're just talking about the first year. Not before, not after, just the first year.
Remember having a baby in your home.
Yeah. I mean, I don't have my book with me right now. To tell you how much it cost. But, let's just say it's really expensive.
It's like in the thousands, pretty much.
Yeah, it's like 5,000. That's even like...
I thought 3,000 was the...
Yeah. No, it's 5,000. And we're not talking about, doctor checkups. We're just talking about stuff that you gotta buy for your kid.
Items.
Yeah, like items. Like... I don't know. You really, every parent's different, and every parent wants some stuff and agrees on that, but and then other parents hate that stuff. So, like, you could have a playpen for the rest of your life and not a crib, and you can save money. But, I mean, some parents absolutely hate playpens for certain reasons. Why? I don't know. Every person's different. Abby? I don't know what else to say.
The main cost is, like, really expensive, as you know. Differing from cribs, to diapers, to pacifiers, to clothes for every day, or clothes for just every type of
season. Yeah, and then, like, since it's a new kid, you want to buy them lots of clothes, because you want to have options. Like, who doesn't want, like, 5 pieces of clothes? You want, like, hundreds. At least that's what I would.
Because everything you see cute is just amazing.
Yeah, it's like, I want this. Do they need it? No, but I'm going to buy it. You know?
Babies only need, like, 5 shirts, 5 pants, and... No, they only need, like, 3... Yeah, like, 5 shirts, 5 pants. And, like...
But that's if you're doing laundry all the time. And, like, honestly, not... No, because...
Just so it doesn't look like your baby's wearing the same outfit, though. So you're going to want to buy more. And it's not, like... And I guess you wouldn't need shoes because babies don't really walk, but, like, it's good to keep their tits warm.
Yeah, like, when they go to, like, church or if they go to, like, a special occasion,
You want your baby to be all dressed up? And like, oh yeah, she walks. She's got shoes. No, she doesn't. Let's be honest here, guys.
God, Carol.
Carol?
Carol needs to stop lying about her baby.
Who's Carol?
Carol's just Carol. I mean, you're so... Okay. What else is there on the cost of baby? I think that's about it, right, Trin?
I mean, like, we should add numbers in here, but we don't know the numbers.
I know that cribs cost up to $200.
No, like, you know.
Oh. Okay, well, that's it for today. Thank you for listening to Abby and Trini's podcast. Bye.
Bye.